Well, here we are past the midway point of June, and unfortunately, we don't have all the crops in, and we don't even have our alfalfa harvested, and that does have some agricultural agents concerned, among them Erica Bierstrom from Kewaunee County, who said, when it comes to the corn crop, boy, we could use some nicer weather.
Boy, I wish we had some more heat. I think the corn is going to struggle. A lot of the corn looks really good, but you know, without those heat units, that corn isn't going to grow, not the way that we need it to, and it's not going to mature. So we really do need to get some good warm days here.
And after a pretty good start to the season, the winter wheat crop is not where we'd like to see it either.
Again, it's mixed, but it's certainly better than last year. Again, last year we had the open winter. We had the melting, the ponding, the freezing, so we had really wide kill out areas. I think that to give the crop a rating would be certainly overstating it, but it's certainly better than average. So I guess why don't we just settle on kind of a B there, and we'll just have to see as the rest of the season progresses.
Well, the USDA releases their World Ag Supply and Demand Report once a month, and it put forth a projected supply and demand table for many of the crops, including corn. This month, the agency did not change any of the numbers in the corn table. However, there are those who feel that the USDA's estimate for corn yields of 165.3 bushels per acre may not end up being accurate. And economists like Daryl Good feel that could impact future price.
Obviously, if prices continue to go down, we will all wish that we had priced more. But some of those potential losses will be offset by the floor that's established by crop insurance. So at this juncture, we'd probably be thinking just holding at that 20% level and see if there's a potential summer bounce here of some sort. Otherwise, we'll rely on crop insurance to set the safety net.
Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation has been carefully analyzing the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' proposed rules regarding navigable waters. And according to the president, Bob Stallman, he said while the EPA is claiming only about 1,300 acres would be affected by this rule, he feels it will be much more far-reaching than that.
EPA is deliberately misleading the regulated community about the impacts on land use. If more people knew how regulators could use the proposed rule to require permits for common activities on dry land or penalize landowners for not getting them, they would be outraged.
Well, looking at our prices on this Monday morning, block cheese sits at $2.03 a pound, barrels 196 and 3/4 of a cent per pound, and Class 3 prices were just slightly higher on Friday, with June now at $21.29, July $20.88, August is at $20.65, and September up 7 to $20.56. Board of Trade, July corn up 3. That's now at $4.47 a bushel. September prices to $4.43. Beans for July up 10.5 to $14.25 and 3/4 of a cent. September up 9.25 to $12.60. And your wheat prices to $5.86. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 94 to 112. Most of slaughter cows, 78 to 83, with the slaughter bulls at $1 to $1.26. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 360. Heifer calves, 150 to 280. Barrels and gilts priced from 75 to 86. Still have to contact your local market for any regional pricing on feeder pigs, while feeder lambs are at 175 and market lambs, 155 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural markets. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.